Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Jerry Swartz, president of Lansing Schools Education Association. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
I'm great, Jack. How are you today?
Well, just fine. We are well underway with a new school year. And we did not get a chance to talk with you at the beginning of September, but how are the challenges in 2010-11 different than they have been in recent years for teachers?
Well, I know you're aware, and you had some visitors on the radio earlier this week regarding some of the law changes. That's got a lot of people bending in directions we were not familiar with. So we've got some compliance, those contracts that have expired. We've got a lot of bargaining going on with teachers and administrators trying to figure out how to comply with things that really weren't thought out from the ground up. They were thought up in the atmosphere somewhere, and they've landed, and we're trying to figure out how to pull it all together in very limited time to turn it around.
Did you have any indication of what that challenge was going to be? How off guard were people caught with that?
I don't think it's too bad. I think most of us understand that the changes are intended to be proactive. It's intended to bring in the more attention and focus. And ultimately, if that transfers into support, I think that will be a positive effect. If in the end it turns out to be more activity, more busy work, in contrast to being effective, then it'll be disappointing.
Mm-hmm. We had a chance to talk with Dr. David Chapin, East Lansing School Superintendent, on Monday, and he was talking about those negotiations and the fact that they're kind of dipping their toe into what we know as merit pay. $300 per teacher, I believe it is. And they thought that they had a satisfactory means of determining what merit was. And I've heard from a lot of educators that the problem isn't rewarding quality teachers, it's that there is no adequate way to evaluate that.
Well, I there's been a lot of experiments across the country on that issue. And in the end, most of the data discloses that the teachers who are rewarded are working with those students who were most likely to succeed before the program was implemented.
Right.
And that carries through with those who are working with those children who are most likely to succeed are being rewarded because of the program.
Right.
Florida and Colorado both had comprehensive state initiatives, and both disclosed that ultimately, the talent, if you will, quote unquote, of the individual teachers seemed to really track along the demographics and based on the evaluation process, mm-hmm. followed the demographics of the youngsters. So those students who were economically and academically well set tended to have teachers who were enriched because they tended to do well. Mm-hmm. And continue to grow and improve. And then dynamic teachers, recognized teachers, excellent teachers who have elected and chosen to work with some of the most academically challenged were not the ones being rewarded financially for this service. But at the end of the day, it didn't create some of the divisiveness that I think it was expected, in that a lot of those teachers working with the who were being rewarded were looking back and saying, well, what did you expect?
Right.
This is a very logical outcome. We're working with well-engaged families, and that's the outcome of it. So I think when you look at a school district and you say, look, we want to figure out a way to reward those who are the hardest working and those who are having the greatest impact, I think on its face that sounds great, and the devil's in the detail. How do you get there? And I did talk with Pat Murray, president of the East Lansing Teachers Association.
Right.
He's going to get a copy of their agreement because everybody in the state is looking at a model to figure out how do you begin to roll this out and do it in such a way that it's most effective with what you're hoping to accomplish. And I think at the end of the day, there will be some things will be thrown together with ill thought, and some things will be put together with unintended consequences, mm-hmm. and will continue to. The machine hasn't been developed yet; otherwise, we'd all be using it.
Is it a likely trend? Is it an inevitability in some form, or is it something that is strictly a test here, and a lot of people are going to be watching it very closely?
Well, I think what you had was the legislature chasing part of $1 billion
right.
on the race to the top.
Race to the top. They
acted, and we now have some unfunded mandates, and we're going to have to figure out a way to roll out the new compliance with the law. This is one of those tenets. And when we're done doing the first run at this, and East Lansing, our closest neighbor, has given its first run because they did have a contract open.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look at what they've done. I think we'll look across the state and see what other districts are doing.
Right.
In the end, we'll look at the hybrids, and if we can build off one another's successes,
sure.
I think the potential's there that we will come up with something that will be more palatable versus less palatable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Jack, coming from an education background,
right.
We'll appreciate that there will be some things that, hey, that hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah.
That worked well there, and this did not work well at all. What were we thinking?
Jerry, I had a teacher, someone who is infinitely smarter than I am, try to tell me that it is possible to come up with this kind of evaluation based on where a student is when they come in and where they are when they leave. The concern is the socioeconomic factors, which complicate that, and in some cases make that degree of progress much more difficult.
Well, and I think what you and I would recognize is the graduated potential of growth. I mean, if we take you and I and we say, you know what, let's put Jerry and Jack together with an Olympic sprinter and put the three of them on a plan to improve.
Right.
We aren't all starting at the same. We aren't all going to have the same growth ratios.
Right.
And by the way, if we're going to measure weight loss, I might do pretty well. You know, in the first few weeks, you'll see some remarkable transition. But that isn't going to necessarily equate to I'm now an Olympic
right.
runner.
Right, gotcha.
Tremendous leap in my potential, but not on the scale that we might be hoping for. So I think some of those simplistic, I mean, can it be done? Can we come
sure.
up with a sophisticated tool? Boy, each one is going to have to be malleable.
A lot has to happen in the meantime. Jerry, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
All right, Jack. Thank you.
We'll be right back.